I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to...
Tell Us a Good Story.
This episode is being presented to you by Storyside Church, where your story matters. At Storyside Church, they believe God always writes a good story.
You can join them for church online each Sunday morning on their Facebook page or watch their entire library of prior services on their YouTube channel, Storyside Church.
All right, Steph, welcome to episode 230.
Oh, 230. That's crazy.
And today we are taking a big risk. For the first time in Tell Us a Good Story history, we are going to include one of our children in this conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Tell Us a Good Story, Miss Emmy Mason.
Woo! Emmy.
Hello.
Emmy's in the house.
Yep. Right here, people.
Don't. All right. As you can tell, she takes after her mother, folks.
Yep. A lot of people have told me that.
Yes. People say you look like your mother and you sound like your mother as well. So, Emmy, how surprised were you when I asked if you would like to record an episode with us?
I was really shocked at first because you have talked to like so many like very important people. So when you had asked me, I was like, sure. But I've been like really nervous.
Have you?
But right now, I'm more excited right now.
Okay, good. So, folks, as you can probably hear, Emmy is 12 years old.
Almost 13.
Going on 20. She's in middle school, which means she's now officially embarrassed to be seen with her parents.
She is.
I don't like that.
It hurts my heart.
That. It's like she started growing up when she started going to the church youth group.
Yes.
And I remember this first couple, I tried to grab your hand going into the church.
Oh, yeah, that just wouldn't work.
And you are just, get away, Dad, get away. So are you embarrassed to be seen with your parents?
Wait. Are you embarrassed to be seen with your father?
That's kind of a hard question because it's kind of both of you. I mean, I think I'd be fine with walking in, but I think I'm more embarrassed with you, Mom, when I walk in you. Because you know everyone.
What?
Yes. Okay, keep going.
Well, Dad's like more quiet and he's like more chill with it. And you're just know everyone.
So why does that embarrass you?
I mean,
because it draws attention to you?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Because she comes in, she's overly excited, naturally loud, and that draws attention to you and wherever we're at, right?
Yeah, especially at church. I'm like, hi, guys.
Okay. So, Emmy, tell the story then of what happened last week at church when you brought a friend with you from school to our church.
Oh, yeah. So, my mom came with us. And
it was a concert.
Yeah, it was like more of a concert thing. So me and Jordan were like kind of in the front, front-ish, because like it was really loud. And Mom was sitting with Uncle Paul and Aunt Michelle.
Yes.
So I wouldn't have to be seen with you.
Okay.
And then Jordan, my friend that I invited, she was like, man, your mom's kind of loud. And I was like, yeah, get used to it.
She's kind of loud.
Yeah. And so we walked out and then Mom just literally went to like every single person outside. Even though she forced us to leave early, she stopped to every single person outside. And Jordan was like, man, your mom talks to a lot of people. I was like, yep.
Talks to everybody.
Every single person.
Everybody.
It is a gift.
I guess.
It is a gift. No, I saw all my people there.
All your people.
It was wonderful.
So, Emmy.
I can't believe that embarrasses you.
I had my best friend was with me.
So?
That's okay.
I don't understand. It's okay.
So, Emmy, explain the difference between your mom and dad when we're in public.
When it comes to dad, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
You're more of like, you're just like very chill or like you're just in the corner with Tate or something.
Right.
And Mom's like, hi, girl. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
But she gives hugs to everybody.
Yes, bear hugs. Big bear hugs.
Yes, she does. Okay. So you mentioned your mom embarrassing you.
Yes.
I believe your mom embarrassed you at church. Was it last week?
Oh, yes, it was last week.
I was in the car waiting on y'all. And you went up to Emmy when she had friends around. Can you explain what your mother did to you?
Guys, this was so embarrassing. So me and, like, my friend and her sister were at, like, the kiosk, like, more in the back, like, after service. So mom went to go get us because she was talking to some other people, obviously. And so she went to go get us, and we were walking towards the exit. And you're like, Daddy's in the car. I was like, oh, Daddy.
So, if we're late, we're going to get the Tickle Monster out. You know what happens.
So her and her girlfriends were just hanging out, talking. Like, we've got to go. Tate has football. We got to get going. So I'm like trying to hurry. I'm trying to say goodbye to people. I almost grabbed her hand. I did it. I'm like, hurry up, Emmy. Daddy's in the car. And Emmy's like, Daddy. I'm like, I don't know where that came from. I'm so sorry.
Thankfully, I don't think they heard it.
I don't think they did either.
Thankfully.
And do you have to go potty before we leave here too?
Thank goodness she didn't hold my hand. That would have been bad.
Okay, so any other ways that your mom and dad here embarrass you in public or your Aunt Katie?
Oh, well, I call her sis.
Yes.
So we were at, like, the first day of school, we all go together in the gym, and we, like, worship Jesus, pray, have a great school year. So I waved my hand over to sis because she didn't know, like, where to sit because she didn't know that we were here yet. And when she saw me, there was three boys in my class behind me. The whole eighth grade, which I'm in seventh grade, the whole eighth grade was just in a group in front of me. And sis goes, Emmy!
Just
so loud.
As soon as she gets in the gym, she just yells
so
for
loud.
You.
So loud. And I wave over to her, like, to sit by us. And she's like, Emmy! And I'm like, oh my gosh, sis. Oh my gosh.
As soon as she walks into gymnasium, she's yelling multiple
yes.
times your name.
Multiple times. And then everyone starts staring at me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So embarrassing.
It's a gift, Steph.
It is a gift.
It's the gift from your family.
I love it. You know what, though, is so funny listening to Emmy talk? Like, I remember being this way in junior high. Do
yeah.
you remember being this way?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm, like, trying to be cool and trying to, like, fit in and then something like that. It does embarrass you. So I will try to be better.
Just don't say daddy or potty with my friends.
Deal.
All right, Steph, I'm going to test you again here. What is your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, it's the Bible, Kevin.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very good. This time, you didn't say the book we wrote called You Met Her Where.
But it's still a really good book.
That is true.
And it would make a great gift for friends or relatives on their birthday or for Christmas.
Friends, you can order your copy of our book titled You Met Her Where at kevinandsteph.com. And we will make sure to personally sign a copy for you or whoever you want.
And as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
Okay, Emmy, speaking of friends, what has your friends' reactions been at times about your mom and I? Because your mother is known for being naturally loud, right? Wherever we're at, I'm probably known for being intense during sports,
yes,
basketball games.
Definitely.
All of that. So, can you share the story, I guess, of last year, I believe, you had to warn your doubles partner in tennis that your mom was coming to the match, right?
Yes, I did, because normally in tennis, you have to be silent, and I know my family, that's not what it would be, because both sis and you, I think, were coming to that match. So I warned my doubles partner, and she was like, oh yeah, I can totally see that from your mom. I was like, I'm glad we're on the same page.
Just so you know, if you hear yelling, as soon as somebody gets out of her van, it's my mom, right?
Yeah.
It's cheering, just don't worry about
just
it.
Just don't worry about it. She's
ignore
not
it.
Yelling at you. She's just
it's not a crazy loud. Lady, it's just my
I'm
mom.
I'm encouraging and cheering.
You are, but it's middle school tennis, mom. There are other courts going on at the same time. There are other matches going on at the same time. And let's say I got the point.
Yeah.
You can't be yelling for me because someone might be in the middle of the point.
Got it.
So
that's true.
That's why.
But with your mom, even though she can be naturally loud at times, she is very fun. And everybody wants to talk to your mom, right? As you've already mentioned that.
Yes.
And we joke about this, but it's true. You have seen this. Nobody wants to talk to me.
Yes, that is very true.
Okay, so what happened in your softball team this year?
Oh, yeah. So my softball team this year, I was on like a whole new team. And one of my friends on my softball team, her dad came over to me at one of my practices, and he was like, oh, is your dad here? I was like, oh, no. And he's like, oh, that's okay. Tell him I said hi. I was like, yes, finally.
So you came home and you're like, Dad, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, what? Somebody actually wanted to talk to you tonight at the softball practice. They didn't
exactly
want to talk to mom.
That's what I said.
And so I bust out laughing because it is true. Nobody asked to talk
that's
to
like
me.
That's like the first time in like forever.
Somebody wanted to talk to me instead of your mom.
Yeah. See, I don't agree with that at all. There's so many people at church. Like when we go to church that people want to talk to you.
Not so much.
I'll tell you somebody right now.
You're talking about an usher, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Jeff Colda.
Yes.
Love me some Jeff Colda.
Yeah. Every Sunday morning that we go, yes, I will talk to Jeff.
Yes.
But for the most part, I'm not talking to a whole lot of people.
Yeah, Dad's the introvert of our family, and then Mom's definitely the extrovert when it comes to this stuff.
That is true. Okay, Emmy, speaking of your mom, can you please share the story of me messing up last year, your birthday party? Your mom had given me a few things I was supposed to do. I go out, and I totally get home without picking up your birthday cake from the grocery store.
Okay, so first things first, it was a giant eagle cookie cake. I'm not a cake person, but it was a cookie cake. So first, Dad like ran some errands, and he was supposed to pick up my cookie cake. And he comes home, and he has like a couple like bags in his hand. I was like, oh, Dad, can I see my cookie cake? And he just froze.
The look on my face. I was just like, oh, my gosh, I totally forgot it.
Yeah.
And your mom was in the other room. She's like, please tell me you're kidding. Please tell me you're kidding. Are you joking? I'm like, I'm not joking.
Yeah. You were like at the end of the hallway and mom was in the kitchen. So like I was right in the middle of it. And I was like, oh, mom, I'm going to go with Dad to get my cookie cake. And you were very mad.
Very mad. Very mad. What was the look on her face, Emmy? What did it look like?
Anger raging through her body.
Here's the thing, you guys. So if you mamas out there, you know how stressful a kid's birthday party is.
You're
cleaning the house. You're my child. Yes.
I'm almost a teen.
You're cleaning the house. You are prepping the food. You are getting ready for guests to come. You are wrangling kids so they're not messing up the house that you just cleaned up. Yep. So you have all this stuff going on. You send your husband out for... He said a few things. I remember it was the most important thing, which was that cookie cake. And when he comes home, so I finally am like, okay, I'm going to have some help before family starts arriving. And he's like, oh.
Oh, I totally forgot.
I totally forgot. And I'm like, that was the one thing that I specifically needed
you
for
were
this
not
party.
Happy.
So she was like, say promise.
Yes.
Kevin, say promise. And then we just joked around in the car. I don't think you really said this, but you're. I think you said it in your mind.
The tone and her demeanor was this way.
Yeah, with the tone. Like, why do you have to be so stupid?
That was the look.
Yes, that was literally the look.
I can't believe you forgot this cookie cake for our daughter. The one thing.
The
most important thing.
The one thing that you had to get, you forgot it.
So then Emmy came with me and made sure that I didn't mess anything up, that I went in, that everything was spelled correctly on the cookie cake, all of that.
Well, I made sure because let's say they spelled my name wrong and they gave me the completely wrong cake. You probably would
have
known that home anyway.
Yep, I probably would have. So one thing about you two, though, is lately over the past couple months, you will talk to each other in your own accents.
Oh, we do?
So,
yes.
Steph, all of a sudden.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, he's so funny. He is. So, he thinks he's so silly, doesn't he?
He thinks so.
So Steph has this, not British.
It's Scottish.
A Scottish
How
accent.
What in the world do you mean right now?
And bloody fool he is. What you thinking?
And Emmy has this British accent. And
ooh, it's very
Steph,
good.
I
yes,
can only
is.
Think of how many British and Scottish shows you have watched to develop this accent.
I watch, what's the Disney movie? Brave. Yes,
oh,
I do.
Oh, yes.
I watch Brave. She's a good one. She is Merida.
So,
I love me a Merida.
So, folks, this is what I had to listen to on the way home from Myrtle Beach.
The whole time?
Yes.
It's basically these two talking
Nine
to each
hours.
Other. In
oh, he loved it. He loved it. He did.
I actually put my earbuds in.
Oh,
and
he did?
To
I was like, what is he doing? Take those things out.
I was just watching a movie. I didn't really hear him.
Oh, I was like, take it out. I want to talk. Let's do this.
Family
so
time.
I,
we have
this
nine
is
hours.
What I had to deal with on our way home. Steph, what is one of the most asked questions we get about tell us a good story?
Do I really get that excited?
Besides that one.
Oh, how do we get all these incredible guests?
Correct. Yes. And some of our best conversations have been with guests who our listeners have reached out to us and said, you should talk to this person. To name just a few, Nick Vujicic, Coach Tom Ryan, Carol Matika were all recommendations from our listeners.
So if there's someone you would like us to interview and think they might be a great fit for Tell Us a Good Story, please let us know at kevinandsteph.com. You don't even have to personally know them.
True, but do me a favor. Before you submit their names, please make sure they are still alive. That has actually happened, and it is super hard for me to find their contact information.
But regardless, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
Let's talk about some of the stuff that's been happening lately.
Okay.
Right?
Here we go, guys.
With all of the guests we've had, it has been, gosh, we're transitioning to just another level here in regards to the people we're talking to, what's coming up. We're recording stuff for television, and it's just been absolutely amazing, the people that we've been able to meet, we've been able to talk to. It's been so much fun.
And it blows us away, you guys. The people that have come into our lives that have said yes to us, it's mind-blowing.
So here are the handful of people that we've either talked to or have scheduled and we're getting ready to talk to. And these will all be edited for television as well, which is awesome. Okay, the first one that we have next week, Steph, will drop Renee Marino.
Yes.
Renee Marino is a Broadway actress.
Ooh.
She's been in Jersey Boys, on Broadway, off Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
She was the wife of Frankie Valli in Jersey Boys, and fantastic.
She was wonderful.
Public speaking now. She's like does public speaking with Tony Robbins and some other big people. The week before we talked to her, she had just spoken on stage at Madison Square Garden.
She was wonderful, and she was so down to earth. It was refreshing just to have someone like at her caliber just hang out with us and
yes,
talk.
Yes, it felt like we were best friends by the end of that conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely did. I think she invited us to New York City.
She did.
Like, hey, when you're here, let's go to dinner, all
yes,
of that.
Yes, she absolutely did. Gosh. It was wonderful.
Can I come with you?
She didn't invite you. It was just your mom and I. Sorry.
Sorry, kid.
You could sit in the car.
I'm excited for her. Why don't you guys tell me this?
It surprises.
I love Broadway.
I know.
So the next person we talked to, Coach Scott Drew,
who's
the men's head basketball coach from Baylor University. They won a national championship 3 years ago.
Yep.
Amazing.
You guys,
Steph.
Amazing to the point where
amazing.
He invited us to a game
and did.
I told him I would paint my face for him and sit behind the bench. Like, he was so cool. And the cool thing about that is he doesn't do interviews.
No, he doesn't.
Does not do interviews.
He doesn't do podcast interviews.
Oh, okay. Does not do podcast interviews.
So for him to say yes to us was a huge deal, a big deal. And I had to go through the Baylor University Athletic Department to get approval, and they were phenomenal.
My only complaint with him is we only had 30 minutes to talk. Like,
okay. Next person we talked to was Coach Dan Hynote. He is a former NHL hockey player, won a Stanley Cup with the Colorado Avalanche. He just last year coached with the Nashville Predators in the NHL, and he was referred to us. He's apparently best friends with the former Blue Jackets coach here in Columbus, Brad Larson.
Yeah.
Jeez, guys.
He was a hoot.
Oh, my gosh. Steph. His personality was close to mine.
He was great.
Like, very high energy.
High energy. He had fun stories from winning the Stanley Cup, what happened, like the Stanley Cup traditions, what you do with the trophy. Stories of him getting married. He married Jenny McCarthy's sister, who ended up being brother-in-law with Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
And so he talks about what it was like hanging out with Jim Carrey and trying not to quote him from Dumb and Dumber and all these other movies.
He's trying to be cool. But
it's so hard not to quote him from movies.
Oh, 100%. We quote Dumb and Dumber how many times?
I know. It's embarrassing. So the other people we have scheduled here. Okay, the first, Chloe Cole.
Oh, that's awesome.
If you guys don't know who Chloe Cole is, she is
an activist.
She's an activist, has an incredible story.
She's 19 years old.
Is she just 19? Yes. So she has a story about detransitioning.
Yes.
And I think people need to hear, because you don't hear these intimate details.
And the other side of it, right?
Yes.
She started the process, I think, when she was 12. And by 17, she was like, what have I done to my body?
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to talk to her here very soon.
And I just, you guys, like, you might have one opinion or another, but I think it's so good just to, again, this is why we're doing the podcast, to hear people's stories.
Yes.
And really understand what's going on behind the scenes.
And this young woman spoke in front of Congress last year as well. So the courage it takes to do that and talk about gender affirming and all of that. we're excited to get to talk to her.
Absolutely.
All right. Another name we get to talk to.
Oh, you guys.
Here we go.
Are we going to say it? Are we going to say it?
Do you want me to?
No. He's I don't want you to say it. I don't want you to say it.
You I'm guys have to. Tell
no,
me.
No, 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 no. I don't want you to say it.
But I have to.
What?
Say it.
Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Oh, my God.
I literally just saw the show like a couple days ago. I was like, oh, man, this is actually really funny.
Yes.
And then we said, Emmy, we're talking to him. And you're like, really?
Yes. Yeah. So that is super exciting. We're going to get to talk to him. So he's scheduled. His team got back with me. And I about ran around the house, right? I was so excited stuff that we get to talk to Willie, the CEO of Duck Commander.
He's the one that I think his show, Duck Dynasty, I remember Paul and Michelle telling us, you guys got to watch this show called Duck Dynasty. I mean, it was, oh my gosh.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Starting in 2012.
I was going to say 12 years ago.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I was going to say 12 years ago. I feel like that started getting big and it is just so cool. And let's talk about Alex Kendrick, who we just had on the show.
Gosh,
the episode
so
that dropped.
Good.
You guys, he was so good. I love his movies.
Right. And a couple of things that surprised me, Steph. One, we always ask guests, hey, how much time do you have? We want to be sensitive to your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, how much time do you need?
Yes.
Like, whatever you need, I'm here to help.
Yep.
Like, that was impressive. The second thing that blew me away, Steph, when he prayed.
Oh, yeah.
He asked, hey, can I open this up in prayer? As soon as we started, just as soon as we hit the record button,
mm-hmm.
he asked if we would pray. I'm like, absolutely, please do.
Yeah. You know what I thought was so cool about that conversation? The death crawl. I didn't know he created that.
Right.
I thought that was just something and they put it in the movie, but the fact that he created the death crawl blew me away.
Well, I was surprised.
That's a really cool scene.
Yeah.
They only had one camera.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was possible to shoot a movie with one camera.
Yeah.
They just had to do it multiple times, different angles, different shots.
You guys, if you've never seen it, you have got to YouTube Death Crawl Facing
on
the
YouTube,
Giants.
Yes.
Because this poor kid, his name's Brock in the show, the fact that he did this for 8 hours,
8 hours stuff.
Blows me away. Like that poor kid the next day that he was complaining about his arms,
he'd been
how
hurting.
Dead he was.
Oh, he absolutely would have been
hurting. Oh, I can't even imagine how hard that
was. Hey, let's do it again. Start over.
Unbelievable. Oh. Unbelievable. But just watch the death crawl and you'll be so motivated to feel like you can accomplish anything.
Here's what's amazing. You watch this movie. This movie is like a decade, decade, maybe 15 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. You watch it. You don't know at the time. You don't know anybody in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell like, okay, this is like a low budget movie.
Yeah.
But then when you come to find out, they did it with one camera.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the movie were volunteers. There's not one paid actor in there.
Yep.
They are literally just like piecing it together. This is the second movie they've ever done in their entire life, right? So when you put it in context, it's like, oh my gosh, that's really good.
It's really impressive.
It is. Facing the Giants is like definitely one of like my favorite movies.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've watched it as a family.
Yeah, I really like it. Especially when you guys are like talking about the death crawl, when you say like doing it for 8 hours, that's like crazy because I can't even do like 10 push-ups in a row. So,
right. It's a little different, but yeah, that was quite the feat of strength.
Yes, absolutely
with that young
it
man.
Was. Yeah. If you like what you hear, please tell someone about us. As soon as this episode is over, go tell your spouse, your closest friend, a parent, a coworker, or share one of our posts on social media.
However, if you don't like what you're hearing, please do not.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody.
Just disregard this message.
Don't worry about
Forget
it.
Forget about us.
Yep.
Go on with your merry day.
And to get more information about us or our entire catalog of episodes, be sure to check us out at kevinandsteph.com. Thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
The last one that I will mention, we don't have her on the books yet, okay?
Mm.
But I'm going to give the context of this. So the Olympics just took place, all right? And my wife here was like, you know, it'd be awesome. We should talk to somebody in the Olympics.
And then I have all these ideas.
Steph starts throwing out the biggest Olympians of all time.
Absolutely.
Hey,
Michael Phelps.
She asked me for Michael Phelps. And she always will throw out these names. Hey, do you remember this guy? Do you remember this guy? I'm like, yes. Like, hey, do you remember Carl Lewis? Yes, I remember Carl. Hey, what about this guy, Greg Louganis? Remember him?
Yes.
Why didn't you try to get him? You threw out the biggest Olympians ever.
And
Kevin, make it happen.
And some of them aren't even alive, and she doesn't even know it.
But they were great athletes.
Yes. So I reached out to just a couple Olympians. One on the list.
Ooh.
Steph does not want me to say the name.
Nope.
However, I'm going to give you hints. Okay? This woman, I reached out to her agent. They said they would love to be part of Tell Us a Good Story. However, this individual was commentating the beach volleyball event on NBC. So he was the actual commentator for the games.
Okay? Yes. Oh, I love beach volleyball.
Yeah. So her agent said, hey, we are leaving this week for Paris. Let's connect when we get back, because she would love to talk to you guys and share some stories from the Olympics.
Okay, you guys, you know how Kevin was like running around when he heard about Jim Tressel? When Kevin told me about this, she is probably one of my all-time favorite Olympians.
Is she?
She is. Like, oh, this event with her and her partner.
The best ever. The best ever in beach volleyball.
Best
literally.
Ever. And I legit did not miss one of their matches. Like, I loved watching them because they were unbelievable.
Yes.
So I was so excited. Again, Kevin has not given himself enough credit. Like, I shoot for the stars, and he usually gets it for me. But, oh, I'm super excited about this
Mom,
one.
Mom, you're really good at names.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so funny when you just throw out, like, the biggest Olympians of all time and make it happen.
But Steph, right. This is her, like, at the TV. Let's say we're watching an Olympics or a movie. You know who we should talk to? Michael Phelps. Do you know who we should talk to? Alec Baldwin or something like that. Just those are, like, really good
she
actors
She throws them out,
or
doesn't
Olympians.
She? Yep.
And
does.
I was like, they're kind of a big deal, but I guess you've talked to John Gordon and Jem Tressel. So.
See, by faith, you got to put it out there.
But here's the thing. We were talking about this yesterday.
Yes.
It feels like God is giving us a fast pass at the amusement park, right? Mm. It feels like we're heading to the front of the line here when it comes to people we get to talk to, the doors that are opening, getting to do television, all of this. Like, it's humbling. It's mm-hmm. mind-boggling. It's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It feels like we way out past our skis here, right, of just trying to learn this stuff on the fly mm-hmm. and what we're doing. But it's also very fun. It's very exciting as well. And folks, you get to see this in real time.
Yeah.
It's like only God what he's doing right now and the people we get to talk to, mm-hmm. both people of faith and non-believers as well, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. It's interesting to think where we were 4 years ago.
When we started, yeah.
When somebody said yes, we were freaking out. Again, what do I throw out to Kevin? Our very first year, I said, Kevin, when September 11th? And he's like, it's on a Friday. I'm like, oh, we should get a 9/11 survivor. And he's like,
are you kidding me?
I'm like, no, wouldn't that be awesome? And you're like, well, yeah, it'd be great, but how am I going to do that? I'm like, I don't know. So I think that was the very first time I threw something out, but you made it happen. And it's just crazy to think of 4 years later, the names that I'm throwing out, and you're making it happen.
Yeah, like it's, John Gordon.
I can say, it's not me, right?
No,
we have favor that we're getting the right people. Mm-hmm. And now we can show them social proof as well, right? We can show them video clips. We can show them the different people we've talked to, the list. And prior guests are referring us to their friends, right?
Yeah.
Which is great. And
that's very sweet.
God's just completely opening a lot of different doors for us. So please keep us in prayer, folks.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your support.
Yes.
Whether it's prayers, whether it's financial giving on our website, thank you so much for what you're doing to help us reach a wider audience right
yeah.
now, because this is so far beyond what Steph and I ever thought would happen. Mm-hmm. This is not what we're trained to do, but God's using us in this manner. So we're very excited about that.
Well, I think we're really excited because when we were struggling, we've always said this, we needed something encouraging. We needed something inspiring. We needed to laugh.
When we're going through all these health issues, yes. Every day we needed something fun, something encouraging, and laughing just to get through the day mentally.
Yeah.
In addition to reading our Bible and stuff. Yes.
Absolutely. And this show, I think if you are a believer, if you're not a believer, you can still be encouraged. You
right.
can still be inspired. You can still laugh, but you can also listen to this with your children in the car and not feel bad about listening
right.
to it, which I think is fantastic.
Wait, I want to say something.
Okay.
say something. Speaking of like blessings and stuff, God has blessed this podcast just so much. And when you guys look back at the people that you guys have talked to, it's just crazy because you've had like so many believers, and not only do they like inspire you, it inspires them and encourages them, and just that they have like a Christian podcast to listen to is pretty awesome.
Aw,
thank you,
sis.
Friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Us a Good Story.
For additional content and longer episodes, you can go to our website at kevinandsteph.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And don't forget, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. right here on the AM/FM 24/7 network. thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.